Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode number 43, and this one is entitled Coming Back Full Circle. Yesterday I had an epiphany. I had become so focused on something that I desired, allowing this thing to take me totally off of my course. For about a week or so, I had not been able to concentrate on anything else. I then saw a couple of videos that brought me back full circle. One was entitled Why Our Relationships Fail Today by Tony Gaskins, and the other one was entitled Why We Need Holy Spirit by Pastor R.C. Blakes Jr. But I knew this was of God. I realized how easily we can become preempted, making our wants and desires idols chosen above God. The idol set before me had me so giddy until I came to the stark realization of the dangers of this disequilibrium. It is then that I understood how we as a people can become hurt when we are let down by a thing. It is how we lose focus so easily, straying from our purpose. The very mission that God has for our lives. It is why we must recognize the importance of finding peace and joy in the Holy Spirit and within ourselves. Putting our confidence in men and manna can lead to our downfall. Catastrophic consequences caused by not putting things in their proper perspectives. This highlights the ever-present need to fellowship with the Holy Spirit while working on being happy and content with who we are as individuals. The urgency of learning to be in a good place, even when we are alone. The revelation that I was given is that anyone and anything can be taken from us within the blink of an eye. I could lose my child or children instantaneously. Every material thing that I have can be taken from me. If I neglect my foundation in the Lord, just this sequela alone could debilitate me, rendering me useless. I have observed people become stagnated by circumstances that may even have been beyond their control, never recovering mentally. Unable to move out of the dark abyss that has formed in their minds, living in a vegetative state, psychologically and even physically, literally just existing and nothing more. Although extremely sad to watch, we must recognize how easily it is to become the very thing that makes us idle. For reference, some of the blatantly harsh synonyms for being stagnant is to rot, putrefy, and decay. To further confirm the word of the Lord to me after reading part of 1 Chronicles and understanding how organized and meticulous the decency and order of King David's organization, all this, said David, the Lord made me to understand in writing by his hand upon me all the work and details to be done according to his plan. This establishes the importance of keeping God first. Accordingly, this is summed up in what David told his son. As for you, Solomon, my son, know the God of your father. Have personal knowledge of him. Be acquainted with and understand him. Appreciate, heed, and cherish him. And serve him with a blameless heart and a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and minds and understands every intent and inclination of the thoughts. If you seek him, inquiring for and of him, and requiring him as your first and vital necessity, he will let you find him. But if you abandon, turn away from him, he will reject you forever. And that is 1 Chronicles 28, verse 9. Afterward, David then told Solomon, be strong and of good courage, and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee, until thou hast finished all the work for the services of the house of the Lord. 1 Chronicles 28:20. This work was seemingly insurmountable and given to this child, but his father gave him what was needed to manifest this vision, a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And God would add the rest, including faithful people that will be wholly committed to bringing God's will to fruition. So I need to make this point clear. It is not for us to cling to and chase after anything or anyone, because when it is of God, He will supply those things that are needed, along with willing and skillful men. I don't know about you, but I need the Holy Spirit in my life to survive and to thrive, for mental balance and stability. My very life and my future immortality depends on this. I recommend that you read and or listen to these scriptures and get them deep down into your spirit. As always, I'm coming from a place of love. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you.